Our guest analyst this afternoon, Sam Swanson with The Money Farm. Sam, looking at a market, we saw wheat a little softer, beans and corn managing to hang on to some light gains.
Yeah, we saw some pressure today in the wheat complex from the U.S. dollar. We see we're seeing two-year highs here, the highest level that U.S. dollar has been since October of 2022. So that put pressure on the wheat. Grains, you know, on the corn and soybeans, a little bit of a mixed trade today. We were on the open today trading, you know, five cents lower roughly on the beans and 1 or 2 pennies lower on the corn, and managed to have a nice little rebound for the corn and bean market. So good to see you on the first day, trading day of 2025.
Yeah, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Oh, yes, yes. We've seen some, you know, at the end of the year, it was a great rally to see if the corn and the beans here. So good to see continued strength in the new year for sure.
Now, do we start positioning ahead of next week's supply-demand report yet, or do we wait till maybe middle of next week?
Well, I think it's, you know, we got to pay very close attention here with that report. The January report is usually, you know, more of a market mover in the sense, you know, we usually kind of wrap up production for the year. So usually January is a big report, and it can, you know, be a market mover. With last December's report, you know, we had some action in corn there with the USDA making some adjustments. So I anticipate maybe this could be a volatile report. So, yeah, if we got to take advantage of the opportunities the market gives us before then, and certainly depends on your risk. But if you ever have any questions about that, please don't hesitate to give us a call.
All right. Also, too, I guess wouldn't surprise me if we started to see some farmer selling as well.
No, that's definitely going to be on the table here too. You know, on that note, funds keep adding to their long positions, and yeah, there's definitely going to be some farmer selling here. So that's something to keep an eye on too. But so far, funds keep adding and maybe offsetting that a little bit. So that's been good to see as well.
Yeah, and with the wild ride keeps continuing in that cattle market.
Yeah, I think, I mean, very strong day today. Again, starting to wonder, you know, if we're going to see a correction here, but keeps going higher. So that's good to see that to start the year off as well.
Yep, and then lean hogs kind of traded both sides here today.
Yeah, they did. You know, February, April, a little softer today. You know, May through July, little stronger there. So a little bit of a mixed trade there. Again, I can't really put a finger on that. Just might be some just getting starting the new year with some new trading. So,
anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
No, I think the, you know, the next thing, like we mentioned earlier, is that report January 10th. That'll be here soon, and I guess that's the next thing we're keeping an eye on, and we'll patiently await for that. So,
Money Farm Market Analyst Sam Swanson.